I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You may have been a bit shaken when Standard & Poor's downgraded America's credit rating. Well, imagine how China felt. China is America's biggest foreign creditor. It owns more than $1 trillion worth of U.S. debt, and the country is seeking reassurances that its holdings of dollar assets remain safe. This week, Joe Biden's going to try to soothe nervous Chinese leaders. Today, the vice president arrived in Beijing for 5 days of talks. The World's Mary Kay Magstead is in the Chinese capital. She says Biden will stick with the White House line.
Well, he can say pretty much what President Obama has already said, which is that even with the downgrade, U.S. treasuries remain probably the safest place to put your money anywhere in the world. China has a policy of running an export surplus. If it's going to do that, it needs to put its foreign currency reserves that it earns from that export surplus somewhere. And treasuries remain the safest place for it to put them. It has been trying to diversify, to put more money into euros and yen, but it is continuing to buy U.S. treasuries even now.
So beyond that, what kind of an environment is Vice President Biden stepping into? Because, you know, he comes in at a time when Washington has been hammered, both the administration and Congress, over the debt situation. And he comes in ready to be introduced to his vice presidential counterpart in China, a man named Xi Jinping, who's most likely to succeed Hu Jintao as president in 2013. Very different character Xi Jinping is from Hu Jintao. Tell us what the vice president is going to be facing.
Xi Jinping is known for being pragmatic, hardworking, fairly low-key. He is said to have a bit of a weakness for World War II war films, according to one of the leaked diplomatic cables from WikiLeaks. He's married to a famous folk singer in China. He has an interesting family background. His father, Xi Zhongxun, was a founder of the guerrilla movement in Shanxi province, the province where the Terracotta Warriors and Xi'an are, and he was a former vice premier who was purged by Mao during the Cultural Revolution. So when Xi was 10 years old, his father was in jail. And his response to that was to really try to win the approval of the party. He himself went down into the countryside. He worked with farmers. He eventually rose to be a local Communist Party leader and then went on to become a governor and then a Communist Party chief. He has been known to be more open-minded. So when he and Joe Biden sit down, they may actually find that they're able to develop a rapport that might have been a little bit more of a challenge to develop with Hu Jintao.
What's his view of the West?
He has made some snarky comments of late. He said a couple of years ago that, you know, he's getting tired of people with full bellies who have nothing better to do than criticize his country, China. And that was, you know, clearly a shot at the United States. But his daughter is a freshman, or just completed her freshman year and is about to go into her sophomore year at Harvard. He's a fairly sophisticated, fairly cosmopolitan person. So he's playing to two audiences. He's playing to the Chinese audience, and he almost has to prove his street cred to the more conservative side that wants to be more aggressive and more nationalistic. But he also kind of gets how to move in international diplomatic circles. So actually, there is room, I think, for Joe Biden to find a common space with Xi Jinping.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about what's accomplished between these two, Vice President Biden and the vice president in China. But I have one other question, and this has to do with the new U.S. ambassador to China, Gary Locke. There's an image of him that has gone viral in China. What's the image, and why has it attracted so much interest?
So the image is of Gary Locke in the Seattle International Airport with his young daughter at his side and a backpack on his back, ordering something at a Starbucks at the Seattle airport. A Chinese traveler took a picture of this. You know, some of the comments that are being made is, you know, a big guy like this, U.S. ambassador, doesn't have someone to buy his coffee for him and carry his luggage. The person who took the photo also said that Gary Locke seemed to have given the cashier a certificate that he wanted to use for his coffee, and it was handed back. It apparently was no good. And the guy exclaimed, and he didn't even get mad. The guy gave him no face whatsoever, but he just pulled out his credit card and paid for it that way. And apparently, in China, he would have expected at least some kind of a fit to be thrown in that situation.
So this means that he's lost a few points or gained a few?
I think net-net he's gained a few. I think there are quite a few Chinese who would like to see their own local leaders be a little more humble and do a few more things on their own.
All right. Thank you. The World's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing. Thanks again.
Thanks, Lisa.